G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 92 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Competitive Excellence. And I wanted to talk about this because the Common Selection just ran recently, just finished. And there was a number of really great points that came out of that selection course. And one of them was Competitive Excellence, which I talk about in my Indefatigable course. But what is it? And why is it important, particularly throughout selection and even in special operations? Competitive excellence is about giving your utmost effort, regardless of whether circumstances are favorable or challenging. It entails maintaining absolute relentless dedication until the final moment, objectively assessing your performance and continuously striving to improve. And that is so crucial on selection, particularly towards the end of selection, because that's really where you're being assessed, you know, the last 4 or 5 days. And having that competitive excellence is going to bode well for you if you want to pass. But competitive excellence, it's also the commitment to self-improvement, regardless of previous achievements or accolades. All right? In fact, competitive excellence, it's not about the accolades at all, but it's about pushing your limits and becoming better. It's about never resting on your laurels. So it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. That means fuck all. When you turn up to selection, that is when you're being assessed, all right? You are being assessed on your performance from day to day. Again, particularly right at the end. In the context of Special Forces selection, however, competitive excellence means performing at your absolute best, even when things aren't going well and you're at risk of being bozzed or eliminated from the course, right? So even when you think you have absolutely fucked up, you want to still perform at your best because you don't know. It's about demonstrating to the directing staff, right, to the selection staff, that you can accept your setbacks, compartmentalize them, and continue to give your best effort without losing focus or motivation, because that's what happens on selection. You will fuck up. What the selection staff want to see is that you can move on and be ready to perform at your best again on the very next activity. And if you do happen to get bozzed off or eliminated from the course, you want to have shown the effort and desire to improve that warrants an invitation to return, right? So you get invited back. Special operations don't want individuals who complain or give up after a couple of mistakes. Serving special operations is demanding and requires competitive excellence, not just for overcoming mistakes, but also for continuing to push yourself after a success. Success is never final. You must always be willing to improve, evolve, and set the benchmark even higher, because that's what we do, special operations. We're always evolving. We're always getting better because the enemy is, so we have to. We never rest on our laurels. You do something well, excellent. How can we fucking do it better? Passing selection, completing the reinforcement cycle, and earning your beret is just the beginning. It marks the start of a journey of constant evolution towards becoming the best operator possible. Demonstrate that drive for competitive excellence during selection. The relentless pursuit of becoming better no matter the circumstances, and that continues throughout the reinforcement cycle and once you get in the unit. Competitive excellence encompasses several key attributes. One, resilience and adaptability. It requires bouncing back from failures and learning from your mistakes. It's about staying focused and maintaining effort even when faced with adversity. Two, consistent self-improvement. Regardless of current skill level or past successes, there's always room for improvement. Competitive excellence involves a mindset of continuous learning and growth. Three, intrinsic motivation. The drive comes from within, not from external rewards or recognition. It's about personal goals and the satisfaction of knowing you've given your best effort. That is absolutely going to help you get through selection. Intrinsic motivation. Number four, objective self-assessment. It involves critically evaluating your own performance, identifying areas for improvement, and implementing strategies to address them. This is of particular relevance for those who maybe finished selection this year but didn't get assessed. How can you be better? So that when you go back and do it again, they will have no choice but to take you. Number five, discipline and commitment. It's about maintaining a high level of effort and dedication over the long term, even when immediate results are not visible. Number 6, focus on process, not just outcomes. While goals and outcomes are important, the emphasis is on the process, the daily habits, routines, and efforts that lead to improvement and success, particularly important when you're training for selection. All right, the continual daily habits and routines and efforts that you put in every single day, that is going to lead to success on selection. And in the context of special forces selection, these attributes are absolutely critical. Candidates must show that they can handle intense physical and mental pain and challenges, adapt to rapidly changing situations, and continually push themselves to improve. Competitive excellence in this setting is about proving you have the resilience, dedication, and mindset to thrive in high-stakes environments, both during selection and throughout your career in special operations. So understand and apply competitive excellence from right now. When you're leading into selection, throughout Rio, and in special operations, and that is going to set you up well for your career in SF. And if you want any help in preparing for selection, make sure you email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, or check out operatoredge.com/selection. We can jump on the phone and have a chat, and let's see how we can work together to get you ready and prepared for selection in 2025. And that's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.